السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة عن الفلاح حي عن الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said in a hadith that the first people to be held to account on the day of judgment will be a man who is a shaheed in this world. And this person who will be brought forth on the day of judgment, فَعَرَفَهُ نِعَمَهُ فَعَرَفَهَا. And he will be reminded of the favors of Allah upon him, and he'll acknowledge those favors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, what did you do in this life? And the man will say, قَاتَلْتُ فِيكَ حَتَّى اسْتُشْهِدْ. I fought for you until I was made a shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, كَذَبْتْ. You have lied. Rather, you fought so that the people will say, this man is a brave man. فَقَدْ قِيلْ. And some people did say this. ثُمَّ أُتِيَ بِهِ فَسُحِبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ حَتَّى أُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ. Then he'll be taken by his face and he'll be dragged face first until he's thrown into the hellfire. And then another man will be brought forth. And this man, he was a man who sought knowledge and taught knowledge. And he was somebody who recited the Qur'an. And again, he'll be reminded of the favors of Allah. And he'll acknowledge those favors. And then he'll be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did you do? And the man will say, I sought knowledge and I taught and I recited the Quran for your sake, O Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, كذبت. You have lied. Rather, you sought knowledge and you recited the Quran so that the people will say, what a knowledgeable man he is, what a nice voice he has. فَقَدْ قِيلْ. And some people did say this. And then the same thing will be commanded for him, that he will be dragged face first until he is thrown into the hellfire. And then a third man will be brought forth. And this man will be somebody who didn't find, as the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, that there was no avenue by which he could give charity except that he would give charity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will likewise remind him of his favors, and he'll acknowledge those favors. And then he'll be asked, what did you do? And he will say, oh Allah, there was no way in which I could give charity for your sake except that I gave charity. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Kadhabt, you have lied. Rather, you gave charity so that the people will say, what a generous man he is. فَقَدْ قِيلَ, and some people did say this. ثُمَّ أُتِيَ بِهِ, then he will be taken and he will be dragged face first until he's thrown into the hellfire. This hadith, brothers and sisters, shows us the dangers of riya, which is the act of showing off with regards to somebody's good deeds. And it was also called hidden shirk by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about riya in the Quran, this act of showing off, doing deeds for other than the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. Don't invalidate your charity by reminders and injury. كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ, like the person who gives charity just to show the people that he's giving charity. He's showing off. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and he doesn't believe in Allah and the last day. Because if he believed in Allah, then he would know that Allah is ever-knowing, all-seeing, all-watching, all-hearing. Allah knows our intentions. If he truly believed in Allah, he wouldn't be showing off when it came to his good deeds. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and also the Day of Judgment. If he truly believed in the Day of Judgment, he would know that there will come a day where he will be accountable for his actions. There will be a day where he'll realize that those deeds that he was doing for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake are invalid. They're not going to benefit him. If he truly understood this, then he wouldn't have been doing these deeds for other than the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives an example. فَمَثَلُهُ, the example of this person, كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٍ, is like the example of a stone upon which there is dust. فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٌ فَتَرَكَهُ صَلْدًا, and then rain comes on this stone and the dust is dispersed, leaving the rock exposed. Just like the person on the Day of Judgment who thinks he has good deeds, but those good deeds in reality are worthless. They're going to be exposed just like the dust was removed from the stone. His deeds are also going to be exposed on the Day of Judgment and they're going to end up worthless, of no benefit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about al-riya, and he mentions how it's from the sifat and the attributes of people who are from the munafiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he speaks about the munafiqeen. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ, the munafiqeen, they try to deceive Allah. وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ, and he ends up deceiving them. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, when they stand for salah, قَامُوا كُسَالَى, they stand lazily. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ, only to show the people that they're praying. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, and they don't stand in salah, they don't remember Allah in the salah except for a small amount. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses those who pray with the intention of showing off. In Surah Ma'un, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ, cursed are those who pray. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, those who are neglectful with their salah. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ, those who are only doing it to show other people that they pray. And so this is from the attributes of the munafiqeen. The munafiqeen are those who, when they do good deeds, they only do it to show other people. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he told us in a hadith, إِنَّ أَخْوَفَ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ الشِّرْكَ الْأَصْغَرِ, that verily the thing I fear for you the most is minor shirk. And the companions, they said, O Messenger of Allah, what is minor shirk? What is shirk al-asghar? And the shirk al-khafi? And the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he told them, الرِّيَاء, a person who shows off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment will tell that person who used to show off in this world, اذهبوا إلى الذين كنتم تراؤون, go to those people that you used to show off to في الدنيا, in the dunya, and seek your reward from them. فانظروا هل تجدون عندهم الجزاء, see if you will get your reward from those people instead. Because a person wasn't doing things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so brothers and sisters, we need to be aware and conscious with regards to our ibadah and our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that showing off al-riya doesn't enter into our hearts when we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, we were speaking about the dangers of الرياء, minor shirk, a person who does deeds just to please other people instead of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want to speak about some of the ways in which a person can overcome this illness and disease of the heart of riya. What can a person do to ensure that he doesn't fall into the trap of committing this evil act and this sin, this disease of the heart? Number one, brothers and sisters, one should want and love to have the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. A person, when he does good deeds, his aim and his goal shouldn't be the praise of the people, regardless of what type of ibadah he's doing, whether he's praying or reciting Quran or giving charity or doing some other good deed. A person's sole intention and objective should be the love of the reward that he will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and nobody else, regardless of what anyone may say, what anyone might say or praise the specific act that you may be doing. Our goal ultimately is to earn the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, whomsoever hopes to meet his Lord, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, let him do righteous deeds, good deeds, purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, brothers and sisters, a person needs to continuously renew his intentions when he does acts of worship. It's something which he should be improving or reminding himself of on a continuous basis. It's not a case of hearing this reminder and then just forgetting about it. A person should have the constant intention, renewing his intention, continuously reminding himself that he is doing these things purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nobody else. Purifying one's intention is a way in which a person can prevent himself from committing riya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُمِّرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, they were not commanded except to worship Allah, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, purely and sincerely for his religion, meaning for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, brothers and sisters, one should not stop doing good deeds for fear of showing off. A person thinks that people are watching. He's worried about what people might say if he does a specific good deed. Shaitan enters his heart and tells him, don't do that good deed, and stops him completely from doing the deed which he intended to do because of shaitan. A person shouldn't stop doing good deeds because of the fear of showing off. Al-Fadl ibn Uyad, one of the scholars of the past, he said, Al-amalu min ajli nasi shirk. A person doing deeds for the sake of the people is shirk. وَتَرْكُ الْعَمَلِ مِنْ أَجْلِ النَّاسِ رِيَاءٌ, and a person leaving deeds for the sake of the people is showing off. وَالْإِخْلَاصُ أَنْ يُعَافِيكَ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا مِنْهُمَا, and true sincerity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sincere person is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected him from both. Neither does he prevent himself from doing good deeds, and neither does he do good deeds for the sake of showing off. Rather, he purifies his intention and he has this sincerity and he does the good deed that he intended to do. Other scholars, they would say, مَنْ تَرَكَ الْعَمَلْ خَوْفًا مِنَ الرِّيَاءِ, whoever leaves a deed for fear of committing riya, فَقَدْ تَرَكَ الْإِخْلَاصِ, then he's left sincerity and he's left the action also. Meaning, if you're questioning whether or not to do a good deed because you're afraid of showing off, then you've left the sincerity that you're supposed to have. Rather, what a person should do is purify his intention, remind himself that he's doing things for the sake of Allah, and then do that good deed. And the scholars, they say, if a person is praying and he's concerned that he may be doing it for other than Allah's sake, instead of shortening the salah, which some of us may do, a person may think that I'll speed up my salah, I won't prolong my salah like I intended to, because people may say that he's prolonging the salah just, you know, to show off. A person shouldn't shorten his salah. Rather, the scholars, they say, if a person is praying and is concerned of what people might say or him doing things for others as opposed to Allah, instead of shortening his salah, he should prolong his salah even more. And if he still has those feelings, those whisperings, he should continue to prolong the salah until he's sure, until he has this surety in his heart that he's doing things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he shouldn't go the opposite direction and shorten his salah. Fourthly, brothers and sisters, with regards to ways we can prevent ourselves from committing riya, is to always keep some good deeds between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always have some good deeds that nobody knows about except Allah azza wa jal. Your family members, your friends, your neighbors, people at work. This is something that's between you and Allah. So that by the grace of Allah, it won't be contaminated with a person with riya or evil intentions or the feelings he may have in his heart of doing things for other than Allah's sake. He keeps them private. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know about them. In tubdu sadaqati fani'immahi. If you give charity openly in public, fani'immahi. This is something which is good. You encourage others. Wa in tukhfuha wa tu'tuha al-fuqara. And if you hide it and you give it to the poor, fahuwa khayrun lakum, then this is better for you. Doing good deeds secretly is something which will help one's sincerity. And the scholars of the past, how many incidents and stories do we have of them keeping good deeds secret that no one knew about? One of the scholars, he said, لا يجد حلاوة الإيمان or لا يجد حلاوة الآخرة. A person won't taste the sweetness of the Day of Judgment if his simple goal or his only goal in this world is for people to know who he is. A person won't taste the sweetness of the Akhirah if he intends and wants people to know who he is in this world. His goal is to make sure people know who he is. He wants to be popular and famous. A person who does good deeds, and this is his mindset, how is he going to purify his intentions with regards to those good deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some of the companions, Talha radiallahu an, he mentioned in a hadith that once he saw Umar ibn Khattab during the night, the darkest part of the night, and he would go to some houses, and he would do this for a number of days. Later, Talha, he went into one of the houses, and there was an old lady in the house who wasn't able to walk. And he asked about the man who used to come into the house. And she said, he comes regularly, and he takes care of my things, takes care of my needs, does whatever needs to be done in the house. And Talha radiallahu anhu, he left the house. And he said to himself, ثَكَلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا طَلْحَ. May your mother be bereaved of you, O Talha. Are we going to have the likes of people like Umar after he's gone? An individual who did these deeds not for the sake of the people. No one even knew what he was doing. But he used to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It said that the people of Medina used to have provisions and they never knew where those provisions came from. And then when Ali ibn al-Husayn, the grandson of Ali radiallahu an, when he passed away, they realized that he was the one who was giving them the provisions in secret. No one knew it was him. Because after he passed away, they lost everything that they had. Meaning the provisions that they used to get, they never used to get anymore. And they realized it was because of Ali ibn al-Husayn, rahimahullah. So brothers and sisters, there are many, many examples of the scholars and the righteous of the past who would keep their good deeds secret. And if a person wants to have sincerity with regards to his good deeds and have his worship of Allah sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should try to do some of those good deeds in secret where no one knows about them except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah azza wa jal that he keeps us sincere with regards to our good deeds and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from riya. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Inna Allah ya'murukum bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Souls fulfill commitment to straighten your rows. Straightening the rows is from the perfection of the prayer, so make sure your rows are straight. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. We have three important announcements, inshallah. First one, al-bina al-ilmi. Inshallah, today we will have our seerah class by Sheikh Mustafa Abu Rayyan straight after Maghrib Salah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Number two, Saturday lectures, inshallah. We will have our third lecture tomorrow in the series entitled Crossroads, Cleansing the Heart and Mind of Doubts. Ustad Zahid Fattah will deliver this lecture tomorrow, straight after Maghrib Salah, inshallah. Number three, visit my mosque, inshallah. Green Lane Masjid will open its doors for the public on Sunday, the 29th of September. We request each and every single one of you to try your best to spread the word and bring as many people as possible to the masjid. Those who will bring a non-Muslim neighbor or colleague or friend or a family can contact the masjid for a VIP slot where they will enjoy a guided tour of the masjid presentation and launch. Jazakumullah khaira.
First time, second year.